In Costa Rica, an increasing number of entrepreneurs and small businesses are switching to renewable sources of energy because it's a smart economic choice. Luis Diego Vasquez says it's not just about being green. The solar panels that run his ice cream shop save him money.
We used to work with a gasoline generator here. The gas cost about $25 a day. Now with the panels, no fuel is used. There is no pollution. It does not make a sound. People like it, and the investment is recovered by saving money on the fuel.
Vasquez and solar farmer Fatima Manialegre are part of a renewable energy economy that has allowed Costa Rica to get a record 98% of their electric energy from renewable sources.
We have the opportunity with this energy to have tranquility, health, save money, electricity, gas, and above all, we're contributing to the health of the planet and the health of all the people.
On a national scale, the country gets its energy from a number of sources, like wind energy, geothermal energy, and hydroelectric power. Even the streetlights are solar-powered. Government officials like Andrea Mesa say the country is making choices to go carbon neutral because that is simply what the future will demand.
Where we are going to be very digitalized, and these two processes feed back on each other, and where we are going to start to produce electricity in a decentralized manner. These are very structural changes of the energy model and the economic model, and the country sets out its roadmap to prepare and take advantage of it, to give it opportunities.
All this is possible because Costa Rica only has about 5 million citizens and no major industry. So their electric energy grid is small. But the transportation sector is big, and that relies almost exclusively on gasoline. Because of that, petroleum products still account for most of the country's total energy use. But Mesa insists that too will change.
It is important. This is like a mantra that we always repeat. This is not an environmental issue. It is a development model issue. This is a matter of preparing the country for the fourth industrial revolution. The world is moving towards an economy where we are going to stop using oil, although some think that it will never be possible. But that is what we are going to do.
In the short term, analysts expect the growth of renewable energy and the demand for oil to continue to rise. Kevin Enix, VOA News.